of trademarks violates their free speech rights. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, we're going to see sunny skies, lower 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, low at 33. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Thursday, cloudy skies, high of 47. Thursday night, a slight chance of drizzle, temps at 37. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 27.
When you bring your vehicle to Moss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Moss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. An ice storm that hit the state over the weekend still causing problem in areas. KTV reports residents in north central Kansas could be without power for several days. At the peak of the storm, Midwest Energy, based in Great Bend, says that over 9,000 homes were without power. Crews now focusing on fixing the primary electric lines, hoping that fixing those main lines gets more people with power faster. The Kansas Senate has confirmed Governor Brownback's appointments of three cabinet secretaries. The votes yesterday evening mean Richard Carlson can continue serving as Transportation Secretary, Tim Keck as Secretary for Aging and Disability Services, and Joseph Norwood as Corrections Secretary. Each began serving last year as top administrator of their departments and replaced secretaries who had resigned or retired. Spring-like Kansas temperatures forecast through Friday. Mid-America Network News.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way, free. Ripping out the old carpet, no charge. Hauling it away, on the house. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. Offer ends January 18th.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supplies. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A high school in northern Shawnee County mourning the loss of a student who was killed in a two-vehicle crash yesterday morning. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says 16-year-old Andrew Green of Topeka, a junior at Seaman High School, was killed when his grandam hit a Dodge truck heading in the opposite direction. The driver and occupant of the pickup truck suffered minor injuries. Student staff and the community using hashtag SeamanStrong to post memories of Andrew on social media. Kansas legislators have given final approval to a bill rewriting rules for special congressional elections so military personnel overseas can have more time to vote. The Senate approved the measure on a 40-0 vote yesterday. The House passed the bill last week. The measure arose from Congressman Mike Pompeo's nomination by President-elect Donald Trump. Fourth District Congressman Mike Pompeo was President-elect Donald Trump's pick as the head of the CIA. Mid-America Network News.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Averett. More bus routes, park and ride lots, and private partnerships with Uber-like services are among the suggestions for a better public transportation service in Sarpy County. The Omaha World Herald reports the suggestions are included in a study looking at the lack of public transportation options in Nebraska's fastest-growing county. The recommendations are the result of a year-long study from the Metropolitan Area Planning Agency. Nebraska motorists could show opposition to abortion on their license plates under a bill headed to debate in the full legislature. The Transportation and Telecommunications Committee voted 8-0 to advance the proposal. The measure would require the Department of Motor Vehicles to design Choose Life license plates that reflect support for the protection of Nebraska's children. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts will stop in Beatrice Wednesday for a news conference at the Beatrice Airport at 3:15 p.m. The stop is toward the end of a 16-stop State of a State fly-in, which began January 12th, and will focus on the State of a State address and legislative priorities for the Nebraska governor. Marysville USD 364 School Board met January 11th. The bid opening for Phase 2 at the Marysville Junior Senior High Complex has been postponed from January 19th until January 26th. The board discussed ribbon cutting and open house at Marysville Elementary and ribbon cutting, open house, and groundbreaking at the Marysville Junior Senior High, planned for January 29th, beginning at 2 p.m. at the Marysville Elementary School. Burchard, Nebraska has been awarded $346,000 in loans and grants from USDA Rural Development to make improvements to the city water system. The current water system is nearly 80 years old. At times, the entire town's water system must be shut down to repair leaks. Dorothy E. Sullivan, age 88, of Washington, passed away January 11th. Celebration of life service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Sullivan. Ivan Lee Henriksen, age 83, of Dawson, Nebraska, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Weary Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Ivan Henriksen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, pulled pork on a bun, beans, cucumbers and onions, and fruited Jell-O. Tomorrow, smothered steak, mashed potato, a roll, cabbage, and pineapple cake. Check of a school and community calendar today. Twin Valley League basketball tournament continues at Washington County. We have no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we're going to see pretty quiet weather as we head throughout the rest of this Wednesday, but we do have a disturbance that'll be making its way across the central parts of the Midwest, bringing some cloud cover as we head into tonight. And it looks like we're going to see some rain showers as we head towards the end of the week, but definitely going to continue to see these mild temperatures. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny, lower 50s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low at 33. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Thursday, cloudy skies with a high near 47. Thursday night, a slight chance of drizzle will drop down to 37. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of drizzle, temperatures at 49. For Friday night, chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy, we'll see temperatures at 35 degrees. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
27 degrees ahead of sunrise. Winds are light this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 18th of January. KNDY News Time is 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
New year, new you, new menu? That's right. The Wagon Wheel is ringing in the new year with some tasty new salads, sandwiches, and dinners. With the best down-home cooking in town, a rewards program, and live music every third Saturday of the month, there's just no better place to go. Make your New Year's resolution to try something new at the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
We have a problem. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Rockets have reached a roadblock.
Dragic front court. Goes right side. Against Harden. Now to Ellington for three. Got him all!
On WAXY, Miami defeats Houston 109-103. The Rockets have lost three of four. In Chicago, some late-game heroics for the Mavs.
15 seconds left. Stop and go. On the drive, through the lane, to a wide-open Matthews. He hits!
On ESPN, Dallas 103.3. The Mavs edge the Bulls 99-98. And San Antonio gets another home win.
Inside, David Lee attacks to the rim. The layup no good. It's spun out. Deadman, the offensive rebound. The putback is there. It's a 15-0 San Antonio run.
On WCCO, the Spurs pull away from the Timberwolves 122-114. And sources say the San Francisco 49ers will offer Atlanta Falcons offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan their vacant head coaching job. In college hoops, fifth-ranked Kentucky picks up a conference win.
Fox has it at midcourt. Drives left to the lane, right to the rim for a dunk.
On the Kentucky Sports Network, the Wildcats top Mississippi State 88-81. On the ice, the Wild's four-game win streak is snapped.
Up along the near wall, down low for Coleman. Coleman in the right wing corner, looking this way and that. Now sends it out in front, Benny with a shot, and he scores!
On WFAN, the Devils best the Wild 4-3. And there was a high-scoring game in New York.
Ben in behind the net, centered out in front, rattles around, check, rebound, they score! Cody Eakin!
On KTCK-AM, the Rangers would mount a comeback, but would fall just short, 7-6 to the Stars. In the Australian Open, top-ranked Angelique Kerber advanced to the third round on the women's side, as did fourth-ranked Stan Wawrinka on the men's side. And in women's doubles, the Williams sisters have withdrawn due to an injury in Venus's elbow. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball scores in the Twin Valley League Tournament Girls Division. Top three seeds, Centralia, Washington County, and Hanover received a bye. Fourth seed Lynn knocked off 13th seed Onega 34-32. Number five Wetmore dispatched number 12 Axtell 50-41. Sixth seed Clifton Clyde over 11th seed Troy 43-37. Seventh seed Frankfort up into 10th seed Valley Heights 32-30. 8th seed Donovan West over 9th seed Blue Valley 49-39. In the boys' division, top three seeds Troy, Hanover, and Onega received a bye. 4th seed Valley Heights knocked off 13th seed Axtell 45-30. 5th seed Donovan West beat 12th seed Blue Valley 53-27. 6th seed Washington over 11th seed Wetmore 51-30. 7th seed Lynn fell to 10th seed Clifton Clyde, 67-57. 8th seed Centralia came back over 9th seed Frankfort, 61-46. In the Twin Valley League tournament on Wednesday, games at 3:15 in the girls' division, Lynn versus Wetmore, and Hanover meets Clifton Clyde. Boys play at 4:45 as Valley Heights meeting Donovan West and Washington County hosting Onega. Back to girls' action at 6:15, Centralia meets Donovan West and Washington County will host Frankfort. In boys' play at 7:45, Troy meets Centralia. Hanover takes on Clifton Clyde. Tipping off the Thunder Classic Tuesday at Seneca, top seed Marysville defeated 8th seed Hiawatha 67-38. Marysville will face 4th seed Silver Lake in the semifinals Thursday. Silver Lake over 5th seed Jackson Heights 48-45. 2nd seed Horton fell to 7th seed Falls City 67-40. And 3rd seed Nemaha Central held off number 6 seed St. Mary's 48-46. We'll be back in Washington County with continuing coverage of the Twin Valley League Tournament live on FM 95.5. Kansas State at Oklahoma State this evening, 7 o'clock pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
There's never been a better time to be a U.S. Cellular customer because now you get up to $250 back on a new smartphone with at least a 16-gig plan. All on a network that works in the middle of anywhere.
Shared Connect plan, retail installment contract, device protection plus, device turn-in and credit approval required. Up to $250 in U.S. Cellular promo cards issued by MetaBank member FDIC pursuant to a license from PC USA, Inc. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
Sells You More has all of the devices to keep you and your family connected no matter where you are. Sells You More, your U.S. Cellular authorized agent with locations in Junction City and Marysville. There's sure to be one near you.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and now Marysville, too. Come in and see them at their new office at 908 Broadway in downtown Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services, too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Karen Schneider, Renee Gibson, or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink, Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Donald Trump will be sworn in as the next president of the United States on Friday, but there's still one final cabinet seat to fill, that being Secretary of Agriculture. Many expect that will take place before Inauguration Day. Many folks on Tuesday thought Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue was going to be named Ag Secretary, but that report was false. Many say the selection process is continuing. And also, early in the week, Ted McKinney, who is the current Director of Agriculture for Indiana, now seems to be the leading candidate. When Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack left on Friday, he criticized the administration for delaying the selection, saying it would make it difficult for the next USDA leader to hit the ground running. Well, as expected and reported a week ago, Tom Vilsack will join the U.S. Dairy Export Council. They announced on Tuesday he becomes the CEO at the beginning of next month. Of course, his final day was USDA on Friday, leaving Deputy Secretary Michael Skuse, the acting USDA secretary. Skuse is expected to attend a confirmation hearing this week to gain serve the Ag Secretary of Delaware, though, after Friday. Regarding the move, Vilsack said he looks forward to partnering with the U.S. Dairy Export Council and the ag industry to advance the council's mission and strengthen trust in the American dairy. As president and CEO, Vilsack will provide strategic leadership and oversight of the council's global promotion and research activities, regulatory affairs, as well as trade policy initiatives. Find more ag information online anytime at agview.net. Be social with us by liking us on Facebook at agview.net or Twitter at AgView News. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. The chairman of the House Environmental Panel wants to ensure that the renewable fuels standard, key for ethanol's industry, continues after the current law expires in 2022. But to do that, John Shimkus, expects sacrifices from both RFS supporters and opponents. The Illinois Republican says getting the renewable fuel standard reauthorized will mean neither side gets everything it wants.
What we need to do is craft a bill in which there's a little bit of skin off of all parties that can get a large vote that the corn senators and the renewable senators see this as a good option to make sure there's certainty past 2022.
He says renewing the renewable fuels law after 2022 will provide certainty for the ethanol industry and for our energy future. In other news, the incoming Donald Trump administration is expected to fill its final cabinet seat, possibly before Inauguration Day, which is, of course, this Friday. And internal interviews are ongoing as of today, according to those close to the process. That came despite another false report on Tuesday that former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue was to be named the agriculture secretary. And Perdue may still be in the running, but the selection process continues, and other candidates are also being considered. Incoming Vice President Mike Pence over the weekend said it's very possible the cabinet will be filled before Inauguration Day on Friday. Agriculture Secretary is the last of the Trump administration's cabinet picks. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
This is Tom at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. Midland Genetics Seed Corn ranks among the best in Mid-America.
Midland Seed Corn gives you the freedom to choose from many different varieties like Midland 344, 108-day variety with early growth and very good drought tolerance, or Midland 594, 112-day corn that tipped the test yields in 2013, 14, and 15, is a drought guard hybrid and adapts everywhere in high and low yield environments.
Call me today to order your Midland Genetics corn seed at Kaufman Seeds in Haven, Kansas. 1-800-634-2836.
Over the road drivers at exit 46, I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, it's MJ's Truck Repair with 18 service bays, 11 mechanics, specializing in Cummins, Cat, Detroit, Mercedes, Volvo, and Mack, as well as any trailer you pull, and a parts and service department open 6 days a week. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas is the largest over-the-road specialist between Wichita and Salina. 800-835-0069. MJ's Truck Repair, 800-835-0069.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which we all know and appreciate is agriculture. Looking ahead to 2017, what should corn and soybean producers be thinking about? Some tips from an expert after this.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Tis the season for Commodity Outlook meetings, and one expert who will be no doubt at several of these meetings over the next few months is Jerry Goodell. Jerry is a senior grains analyst with the Price Group in Chicago. Jerry, what do you expect to be coming out of these meetings, and what will you be telling producers?
Well, I think that last year's extreme expansion of corn is going to be cut back, I think, pretty significantly. The range seems to be from between 4 million to maybe 5. I don't know if we're going to get to 6, but at least in the 4 to 5 million category on reduced corn, particularly in some of those areas west of the Mississippi here where they had some pretty big expansion from there. It's interesting in the fact that there's some idea that we could see some connection to the insurance program that people might get some payments here, but because of the fact that there was a basis decline versus a futures decline, there hasn't been a real big insurance payment generation because of this fall's low prices. Unfortunately, since the futures price didn't go below $3, it was cash prices, we well know, were way down below $3 in the west of the Mississippi. On the bean side of things, That expectation seems to be in that same 3 or 4 million category. Up, I think that's not a it's something to be worried about on a longer term basis. But I think between now and March, or at least late February and March, there's still this uncertainty about weather and what's going to happen. And particularly at this point, if we get some extended problems in Argentina, that's going to end up reducing their beans and corn plantings. I think it's going to keep the emotions going. But on a longer-term basis here, we're going to be at the mercy of the world weather trends at this point. And right now, there's some people even trying to think that we might be back moving towards El Nino if you want to look at the Pacific Ocean. Other people were in a La Nina because that's what the kind of weather we've had.
That's Jerry Goodell, and if you're wondering, it's spelled G-I-D-E-L. He's a senior grain strategist at the Price Futures Group, which is a trading, investments, and advice company based in Chicago. You can see more of Jerry's analysis at pricegroup.com. Tomorrow, Jerry will talk about whether farmers have been holding on or selling their soybeans and corn. Back after this.
This is Tyler Sudick with the Waller Livestock Commission in Waller, Nebraska. This Friday, January 20th at 12 o'clock p.m., we'll have a special bred cow and bred heifer sale expecting 250 to 350 heads. Some early consignments will be 85 head of F1 black whiteface, second calf bred heifers, bred Hereford bulls, start calving 3-1, 50 head of black Keneally Angus bloodline, bred heifers, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 220, 41 head of F1 black whiteface, black bred heifers, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 3-1, 30 head of black bred heifers, pelvic measure, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 2-6 for 60 days, 15 head of black bred heifers, AI to low birth weight black Angus bulls, cleaned up black Angus, start calving 220, 10 head of red Angus bred heifers, bred low birth weight red Angus bulls, start calving 220, 35 head of black bred cows, 5-year-old broken mouth, start calving 3-1, 30 head of black bred cows, solid broken mouth, start calving 3-1, 25 head of black Angus bred cows, second calf, solid mouth, red black Angus, start calving 320, that's complete dispersal, 20 head of cow-calf pairs, middle-aged to broken mouth, plus more by sale time. That's this Friday at the Waller Livestock Commission in Waller, Nebraska. For more information, R2 Consign. Give us a call at 402-443-3512, or you can check us out on the web at wallerlivestock.com. Thank you.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
731 from KNDY, 27 degrees in Marysville this morning. Warming into the 40s today. No weather-related postponements to report today.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. I'm Rick Everett. Shaquille Morris matched a career high with 17 points and grabbed a career best 10 rebounds. And Wichita State beat Evansville 82-65 last night. Wichita State, now 16-4, 6-1 in the Missouri Valley Conference, bounced back from a 76-62 loss to conference leader Illinois State on Saturday that snapped a six-game winning streak. Evansville, 10-10, 1-6 in the conference.